News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A new proposal from developer Harry Crosby could see a new tower erected next to the Poolbeg Towers, you know, the chimneys that are iconic on Dublin's skyline. They would act as a tourist lookout. David Brown is a director with RKD Architects who have designed the project. He joins us now. David, just tell us what you're proposing in this project.
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
Well, when Harry Crosby approached myself and the team at RKD to come up with ideas for the lookout concept, I was very conscious that it was unlikely that the two existing ESB chimneys would be structurally suitable to accommodate any significant structure because they're only built as chimneys. So for me, the answer was to create a new independent structure with a viewing pod that would move up and down from ground level to the top. You'd enter at ground level and be taken up and back down over about 20 minutes. And this would give you exceptional views over Dublin Bay and the east side of the city. And I was inspired by the recently completed similar structure that was built in Brighton in southern England, which is 162 metres or 531 feet high, which is quite close to the height of the chimneys, which are around 600 feet. That's been a very successful attraction that was built there, I think finished in about 2015. So for me, I think that the lookout could be a great addition to the tourism, the amenity and the cultural offer of Dublin. And I think it can only enhance the other major attractions which we already have.
I'm looking at a sort of an artist's impression of what it would look like. It's, am I inaccurate when I say it kind of reminds me of the Space Needle in Seattle a little bit, that kind of look? Is that a fair description of it for the listeners?
Well, to an extent, yes, but the one thing to remember is that the pod actually will be mobile. It'll be moving up and down
all the time.
So
okay.
it won't be a static in the way that the one in Seattle is.
Okay, I'm wondering just from an aesthetic point of view, I like that idea of the modern architecture. Is the location for it right? I mean, it's quite a, you know, there's very few buildings around there. There's the two chimneys, obviously. But does a structure like that, is it more suited to an urban setting with other buildings around it?
Well, given the attitude towards tall buildings closer into the centre of Dublin, I think it will be much harder to execute because I think it would just face an enormous amount of opposition. In this particular location, it's not really overlooking any residential areas. It's not overshadowing. It's not conflicting with existing historic buildings. So there are a lot of advantages to that location. Now, on top of that, I think Harry has come up with another excellent idea, which is that he would like to bring people down the Liffey by boat to the destination. And in fact, he's identified a drop-off point very close to the chimneys to do this.
Okay. Just before you go, it looks like an expensive building. Is there a cost, projected cost?
Well, yeah, the one, these things I think relate ultimately to you know, passenger numbers and whatever they were charged to go up and down. But the one in Brighton cost in the order of just over £45 million. So yes, they are expensive, but the economics work related to visitor numbers and all of that type of thing.
Okay, all right. Interesting idea. David Brown, director with RKD Architects. Thanks indeed for talking to us. Let us know your views on this. What do you think of the idea of a new tower alongside Poolbeg? Very modern looking structure. You heard it's not going to come cheap.